boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Oh, I am glad to be here today because last night I thought I was dead meat.
Why?
I thought I was going to get murdered.
Why?
I got a really, really scary text message and I want to tell you about it because it freaked me out, honestly. I was sitting on the couch with my boyfriend. We had eaten dinner. We're watching Monday Night Football. And so obviously I was scrolling on my phone and I get a text message from a number I don't recognize, but it's a 319 number. So I was like, oh, maybe it's somebody that has my number and I don't have theirs. And I open it and this is what it says. You guys still awake? This is Jason, your neighbor.
Do you have a neighbor named Jason?
Who's Jason? I don't know. Here's the thing. I live in a townhome, so it's a shared, it's like a duplex, basically.
Yeah.
Split in half. We don't know our neighbors. I know it's a guy and a girl, and they have a cat. I don't know what their names are. I don't know if his name is Jason. I also don't know how our neighbors would have gotten our phone numbers, because we've never spoken to them.
They could have just went to the landlord office.
I don't think they could do that. So I look at my boyfriend and I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? How do they, is this even our neighbor? Is this real? I'm like freaked out and I'm looking at the windows like, is somebody looking in at us? Like, do we have a TV too loud? I'm scared right now. What do I say? So my boyfriend's just like, ask how they got the number. So I did. I said, how did you get this number? And they respond immediately and say, my daughter gave it to me. So I was like, what? Who's your daughter? I was so scared. So I just responded and said, I think you might have the wrong number. And that was what I was hoping the issue was. And then they never answered me again. So I blocked the number.
Why would you block the number?
Because I'm scared.
There could be more of an update.
Well, he didn't answer. Jason didn't answer me after that. So I think I got somebody else's
text. I'm disappointed you blocked the number.
I was scared.
What? I don't care if you're scared, Taylor.
Why did his name have to be Jason on the week of Friday the 13th?
Oh, I forgot about that.
I'm saying this was a bad omen.
You're right. I just think you should have. I think you need to unblock him in case he comes back. Because you won't know if he's coming out to murder you if you don't unblock him.
You think he's going to give me the courtesy of telling me, like, hey,
I'm coming over to murder you.
Just wiped off my knife. I'm on my way over.
Watch out. You might want to get a head start on running.
No, I'm going to keep him blocked. Thank you.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come with Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I want you to take yourself back to when you were single and mingling.
Mm-hmm.
Because people on TikTok are talking about this dating method that they're calling the Care Bear method.
I think it sounds a little creepy.
Well, you
but
can
I'm
decide.
Here to hear it.
Okay, so basically, this is a way that you can reset your communication with somebody else that you're interested in. So here's the catch about the Care Bear method. You have to use it on somebody that you've had a connection with, whether that be like an ex or somebody that maybe like you have a situationship with that they won't commit and you're like, oh, I just want him to love me. Why doesn't he love me? We've all been there. So what people are doing, and there's a couple different extremes, I guess, is that you stop responding to them on everything. Text message, Snapchat, DMs.
Okay.
You can't respond. Some people say you stop posting everywhere too. So you're not posting Snap stories. You're not posting
Instagram.
So
it looks like you just died?
Well, kind of. And then the point of that is to make the other person curious. Like, hello?
She died?
Where'd you go? I'm curious. And now I want to talk to you even more. And some people say stop responding to them, but keep posting everywhere else. Post even more. Post when you're at the gym. Post when you get a coffee. Post a thirst trap. And then that makes them be like, hello, I'm not important enough. Like, why aren't you answering me? And then after a couple of days, a lot of people say 7 days, you go back to their message and you act like nothing happened. You just answer it and be like,
this is
oh
toxic.
My gosh, crazy. It is. Okay. It is toxic.
This is madly evil toxicness that I would be into if I was single.
I've been there. I did.
I would have done. I would do this.
It is. There's nobody's relationship starts off well when you do this kind of crap. But I remember in college, I would be like, I'm going to be mysterious. I'm going to make them want to talk to me. And then my luck would be, I would like be ghosting somebody for 7 days. And then I would see them out at the bars and they'd be like, hey, remember me? And you're like, oh my gosh, I've been so busy, like going out to the bars. What are you doing here?
I want to look that mysterious. I really do in life.
I don't think it works long term. I think it's just like a funsy.
Can we try this on our boyfriends?
It's kind of hard when you live with them.
And you're like, can I ignore them and be mysterious and then come back to them in 7 days without starting a fight?
I'm like, no, who's going to feed me dinner?
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
You never know how a date's going to end. It could be good, it could be bad, and it could be real bad.
Most of the time, I just hope and pray that they won't kiss me on the first date.
Oh, hot girl props. Anyways, that was a weird humble brag.
I was not ready.
Oh my God, they don't kiss me.
Okay, stop.
Most people are like hoping they don't end up in the back seat of somebody's car.
Okay, stop.
Anyways, this isn't about you. We got a dating horror story from a girl, and she said, the first dinner date with this guy went well, and as we were walking out to our cars at the end of the date, I stepped on a tiny plastic dinosaur. Yes, really, a tiny plastic dinosaur, and I wiped out. I sprained my ankle so badly that I couldn't even stand up. So, this guy that I really had just met had to pick me up off the pavement, get me into his car, and drive me to the emergency room while I sobbed in pain. While I was ugly crying in the back seat, he mentioned to me that, by the way, I'm still in love with my ex, who I dated for 4 years. I don't know if this is going to work out. I ended up spending the rest of the night in the ER to make sure nothing was broken, but he peaced out as soon as he passed me off to my roommate. I texted him the next day, mostly because I was embarrassed, thanking him for taking me, and he left me on red.
I was really kind of hoping you'd say the story ended with she fell in love with a hot doctor and like it worked out for her. That is not what happened. Dude, that her life sucks.
Again, humble brag.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Boy, are we just burning daylight these days.
Why?
Because it keeps getting darker earlier.
Oh, no. I hate this time of the year.
I know. And it's just going to get sadder and sadder. I feel like it is, like, sad.
Oh, mysterious?
Well, yeah.
It's creepy. I hate leaving work when it's dark.
It makes me tired.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of creeps me out a little bit.
It's a little bit creepy.
And it sucks because you'll like normal people, what, get off at like 5, right? Mm-hmm. And so then around 7, you're like, oh, I'm really tired. And then you look at your phone and you're like, oh, it's only 7. It's not appropriate time to go to bed.
Yeah, I can't go to bed yet.
Yeah. And then you and I get off at 7. So then we'll look at our phone probably like 8 or 9 and we're like, still not appropriate time to go to bed. And so you're just in that awkward phase where you're always tired, but it's never appropriate time to go to bed.
Do you want to know what time the sun is going to set tonight?
No.
Do you have a guess?
Probably 6:30.
No.
Is that too early?
We're not there yet.
Oh.
We're close.
7:47. 7:23.
That's
which
stupid.
Means I saw on the internet that we have lost 2 minutes and 46 seconds since yesterday of daylight. It's burning away. We're losing like 3 minutes every day.
This is dumb.
It's only going to get worse from here, so I hate to be that person, but there's no brighter side. It's just going to keep getting darker.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it.
So, you wanted fall.
I did.
This is all your fault.
But can we have fall with light?
Why don't they invent that?
I don't know.
I'm going to write an email.
To who?
Mother Nature. @gmail.com. What type of date have you never been on with your partner? We want to know. You can call us at 319-200-1029. Because I had a realization with my boyfriend, who I've been with for 2 years almost. Feels like a long time. There's like a really normal date that we've never done together. And that is going to the movies.
Oh my God.
You've
never seen a single movie at the movie theater together?
Right. We've never gone to the movie theater together because you were telling me about, oh my gosh, we went to the Beetlejuice movie this weekend and it was so fun. And I was like, oh man, now I kind of want to go see it and get the spooky spirit. So I brought it up to my boyfriend, like, hey, should we go see the new Beetlejuice this weekend? He was like, oh yeah, we could probably do that. We've never gone to a movie together. And in that moment, I was like, uh-oh. Is that bad? Like, is that bad? I feel like everybody goes to the movies at some point as like a little date night. But I guess I just don't normally think of it as a date, I guess.
Why?
Because you don't talk to each other. You just sit there and watch a movie.
Yeah, but you can get cuddled up next to each other, depending on the seating. Because Marcus...
I'm not cuddling something in... Someone, not something. In public.
Oh, I did. At Marcus Theater, like, the way
Oh, how embarrassing. I bet somebody took pictures of you and were like, who are these sickos?
Probably. But you could put the armrest up and get all cuddly.
No, I'd like a big fat soda to sit there.
You bring a blankie. It's like you're at home, but you're in public.
That sounds like a nightmare. In the almost 2 years I've been with my boyfriend, we have never gone on a movie date. Which is really weird to think about. And that's what we want to know in your relationship. What type of date have you never been on with your partner? You can call us at 319-200-1029. You and Neighbor Man, Destiny, is a shorter relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Fresher. But I feel like you're activities people.
100%.
You like to go out and do things, so I'm curious what you've never done.
It's funny because when I asked him this, when I was like going over this with him last night, I was like, I don't know, have we done putt-putt? And he was like, yep. And I'm like, we've done bowling, we've done the movies. We've done almost every single date. It took us a while.
You did apple picking last weekend. Yeah. I'm like, my God, you have done all the types of dates.
Like, we're running out of options. And then after we really thought about it, there was a list that started to come up that I'm like, whoa, okay, wait a minute. There are some dates we haven't been on. One of those is a double date. I remember I told you about that we had some on the calendar a couple months ago, but then one by one, they all ended up falling off the calendar because something ended up happening. So we never got to go on those double dates.
Fair. I feel like that's normal with double dates. Somebody backs out.
Somebody backs out. Something happens. Adult things, right?
Yeah.
We're supposed to, if all goes well, supposed to go on a double date this Sunday for the first time.
Okay, so you're going to check it off.
Here's the thing I'm a little nervous about, Taylor. I'm not going to lie. I've been on a double date with this couple before.
Yes.
It's some friends, both old classmates from high school.
Yeah.
I've been on a double date with them before. And they told me in my class reunion, they didn't like my ex. So,
shoot.
I'm a little nervous how this is going to go. And I feel like double dates really tells you a lot about your partner. It don't tell you a lot about your friends. It tells you a lot about your partner.
Yeah, it does.
And I'm a little nervous how he's going to act. Like, I'm like, do I need to coach him?
Well, yeah, that is a date that I feel like you should go on because you get to see how they act in front of other people. Like, are you going to put on a Mr. Cool Guy, know-it-all thing?
Or do you not talk and interact at all?
Are you going to look like stuck up because you're just shy?
Yeah.
But then you also get the feedback from your friends or the other couple because they'll be like, oh my gosh, you guys are really touchy. I can tell that you're really into each other. Or, you guys made me a little uncomfy with that fight you had.
And it tells me a lot whether or not that other couple asks for another second date. Because if they don't, it tells me so much that they didn't like you, that they don't think things are good for you and that other person. Like, it tells me so much. So I need to go on this double date because I need to know, do they ask for a second double date?
Are you going to go on a second double date or are you going to get ghosted?
Yeah, because if they don't ask for a second double date, I don't know if there's ever going to be another if Neighbor Man's going to be around.
No pressure. You go out on dinner dates. And then what? That's kind of what it feels like because no matter how long you've been together, there are definitely some date activities that you've never done before. And that's what we're talking about. We want to hear what date you've never been on with your partner. You can call us at 319-200-1029.
Well, I told you we spent some time last night just like going through the list, and we ended up realizing there's still several that we haven't done yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like a bucket list. How many can we accomplish before the end of the year? One of them is we never gone to a pumpkin patch together.
Me either, but I literally was just telling my boyfriend, like, will you please take me?
Mm-hmm.
We don't even have to do anything.
But you got to get the Instagram photos.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to tell him that, otherwise he's not going to want to go. But
keep that part quiet.
I'm going to hide that part of it. I just want to go.
And obviously get some pumpkins and photos.
Yeah.
We have, I know you have, but we have never done a road trip together. And I feel like and I'll consider that a date, because I feel like that is a really defining moment in your relationship. And we've never gone more than 10 minutes in a car.
Oh, God.
Together.
You haven't even done like an hour?
No.
Oh,
we've never
boy.
Even gone to like Iowa City. Well, I guess we have done Iowa City together. But that's as far as we've gone.
Yeah, I would say a road trip or like date weekend is a very important one.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to, I mean, yeah, how you deal with each other in the car. But like, I would say even road snacks.
Yes.
Because if you're going to get stinky beef jerky, I'm going to look at you a little different.
100%.
So I think that's one that you should do.
Yeah. And another one that a lot of people like, they're either pro or con on this one. So I'm a little nervous about doing it. And that is couples massages.
Oh, no, no.
You wouldn't?
No.
You wouldn't? Oh, my God. I want to do it so badly. He says he's down because he's never done a massage before.
Me either.
You should.
I keep putting it off.
I think it'd be fun seeing you getting relaxed. Touched. I don't know. And then I'd get relaxed.
No.
And then touched.
No.
No.
No. No. I don't want to be touched by a stranger, let alone do I want to be laying naked on a table thinking about my man's getting rubbed down by some rando. No.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
The sexiest man alive needs to be decided.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
For People Magazine, obviously it's a big deal every year that it comes around, and it's not time yet for 2024. But people did put out a poll with a bunch of different categories, I think probably to narrow it down a little bit for this year's. Now, you asked who last year's was, and I looked it up. Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, okay.
Which you probably know and love from Grey's Anatomy, if you
know
that
the
show.
Face now.
So I just want to go through some of the standouts and honestly some of the more promising candidates, I would say. But who knows what'll happen. And if you want to vote, go to people.com because it's a good time to go through all the categories.
Yeah.
So they have it broken down. And the first category was sexiest musician.
Ooh.
And you've got Shaboozy, who has the bar song that everybody loves.
I guess I don't know what he looks like.
He's a good looking guy. You've also got Harry Styles.
Yes.
I looked. He's never won before.
Shocker.
So I think he could be a good contender. And then they've got sexiest summer action star. This is an action-packed group. I'm not going to lie. It could be any of these guys. You have Ryan Gosling.
I was going to just guess that.
You have Ryan Reynolds.
Yep, that too.
Hugh Jackman. Both of them were in the Deadpool movie.
Yum.
Oh, God. And then you have Glenn Powell, who had Twisters this summer. So.
Oh, yeah.
Any of those guys could take it home. You have sexiest podcast host, which obviously is huge. You have Penn Badgley, who is from You and Gossip Girl. Josh Peck, which I was kind of surprised to see. And then this would be really interesting if they did this. They have the Kelce brothers, not just Travis.
They deserve it. Yum.
Can you imagine if the brothers won?
Yes.
That would be the first time two guys ever won.
They should have won last year.
Well, maybe this is their year.
Okay.
And then a category I feel very, very passionate about.
Okay.
Sexiest new dad. Okay. You have Robert Pattinson.
Oh.
You have Cole Tucker, who is married to Vanessa Hudgens. They just had a baby this year.
Okay.
He's a baseball player. Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber. I voted, by the way, if you were wondering. And I'm going to log on to every other computer in this building, and I'm going to vote from that computer. So you know my vote, obviously.
I'm shocked he hasn't won yet.
Well, he's kind of young because I've been looking at this list of past winners and a lot of them are 30 plus.
Okay.
And the last couple of years, they've been older dudes. Like Patrick Dempsey last year was 57.
Okay.
So
the Biebs is up there.
The Biebs could take it home. I would cry, even though it has nothing to do with me. But it makes me feel a lot of things. And then the last category I want to go over is sexiest tattoos. Because, I mean, that adds some attractiveness to a man.
Yes.
Some nice tattoos. You've got Jeremy Allen White. You have Bad Bunny. And then you have Post Malone.
Every computer in this building and I'm gonna vote for him.
No,
I'm gonna beat you to it.
No, you can't do that because I've already done it all.
You might need to smack me, I'm telling you, because I think I might be making the biggest mistake in my entire life, and that is I have passed down the offer of free Post Malone tickets. Ticket, I should say.
That makes no sense.
Let me explain. Post Malone has officially kicked off his F1 trillion tour. That was like 2 days ago, and he did it in Utah. And of course, I'm in every fan group you can imagine. Cougars for Post Malone, post-posting, Post Malone lovers. You name it, I'm in it on Facebook. So literally, I don't see anybody else on Facebook. Like, you could post something on Facebook. I'll probably never see it, because all I ever see on my timeline is Post Malone stuff, because I'm in all those groups. And so, you know, I'm scrolling through Facebook last night, and that's all I'm seeing is everyone posting about how great the first concert of the tour was, and, you know, they're getting selfies with him, autographs, all that fun jazz, and how the set list is and all that. And I'm not gonna lie, I was crying a little bit last night.
Well, yeah, because you looked into this when he first announced it. You freaked out, number one, per usual. Number two, you realized he's not really coming to the Midwest at all.
No, he's nowhere near us. And so I would have to fly if I want to go see him or go on a very, really long drive.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was like, is it really going to be worth it for me to do that? So I'm like in bed, I'm crying, and neighbor man's like, you know, it's a typical Tuesday night.
Crying over another man.
He was like, why don't I just get you those pit tickets that you've always wanted, and I'll get you plane tickets, and I'll fly you there.
For seriousness.
I'll fly you there. That's your Christmas present. Taylor, I told him no, because I can't do it by myself. I can't go to a concert by myself, which is stupid, because I've always wanted to see Post Malone, especially in Pitt. I've always wanted to see him in Pitt. And he's offering to get me Pitt tickets, which cost a lot, and offering to pay for the plane tickets. And I said no, because I can't do it. I can't go to a concert by myself. But also, that's fine. I can't fly by myself. I have the biggest fear in flying, and I can't fly by myself. Because here's the thing. I'm going to ruin that whole flight for everybody else. Whoever's the loser has to sit next to me. You're going to have to hold my hand. I don't care who you are. You're going to have to hold my hand. You could be married and you have three kids. Guess what, loser? You're holding my hand because I cannot fly. I have so much anxiety about flying.
You have ruined your own life.
I know.
By saying no.
I know.
Number one, you could get through the flight.
No, I don't. Maybe if I was drunk. Do they take drunks?
If you could pass as a sober person, you probably could get on the flight.
Okay.
Or you could just like stay up for 48 36 hours ahead of time, so you're so
exhausted. I've tried to sleep on the plane, but when, I don't know, whatever turbulence it is, every time I think something bad's happening.
I don't know. Stick an iPad in front of your face like you're six. I don't know. You could get through the flight. Stupid. I'm sorry. I'm going to be mean now. This is tough love.
You're just being stupid.
You could get through the flight, especially if you picked somewhere that was like the shortest amount of time, no layover. Flight aside, that doesn't even matter. Picture this. I want you to picture this.
Okay, picturing.
Shut your stupid eyes. And imagine. I have stood next to you at a Post Malone concert where we were pretty darn close. You lost your mind.
I did.
Sobbing. If you were the girl in the pit by yourself sobbing, the chances of Post Malone noticing you, number one.
Mm.
And perhaps even approaching you just went up by a million.
You're right.
So you are ruining your chances of ever even getting the closest you'll ever be. And B, him ever speaking to you. Maybe even giving you a hug because you're sobbing.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about the hug.
So does the offer still stand is what I'm saying. Because also, if you're in like New York or whatever, nobody knows you there. Why do you care if they're like, is she okay?
You're right. Because they wouldn't. I'd just be crying the whole time. I don't want to embarrass myself, but they ain't got to know me in New York. That's the one I want to go to.
It's a whole ploy for him to notice you.
And then I can run away with him.
And possibly run away with him.
I hate to say it, but we're going to talk about Christmas because I think it's like 15 weeks away is what I saw the other day. And I think it's really, what?
Who's counting? It's September.
Me.
Okay.
I think it's really important that you talk about big purchases that you're planning on getting your partner for Christmas.
Like an expensive gift?
Mm-hmm.
No.
What?
No.
I think you should.
I want to be surprised. Why?
Because what if you spend all that money and it's not even something they want or like? For instance, what if neighbor man does get me the pit tickets to Post Malone and the flight and I chicken out because I really can't fly because I can't. I literally cannot, Taylor. I can't unless I have somebody with me.
Well,
I'm annoying on flights. I have such a fear.
I mean, okay. Is the flight refundable?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about this flights. This is how much I don't like to fly.
I feel like that is the deciding factor. Like, you should maybe talk about something that you can't get your money back on.
Okay.
Easily, like a flight.
Uh-huh.
Dreaming big here, like a new car. There's a lot of work.
Because people are picky about their cars.
Yeah. And then you go through like insuring it and getting the registration. Mm-hmm. Like that's a lot of steps to buy it and then risk them being like, what the heck? Why did you do that?
Okay. What about an iPad? Because he said if he didn't get me that, he'd get me an iPad for Christmas.
No, surprise me. I don't want to open it and be shocked.
So you think he shouldn't have even said that?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I mean,
now I'm half tempted. If he's telling me that, I'm like, well, should I start telling him what I was planning on getting him for Christmas?
No. You're ruining Christmas. But it's September.
Like, it's a good idea to like get a vibe on whether or not they actually want it.
Why don't you just ask? Hey, what do you want for Christmas? And then they'll start listing some stuff off. And then if, you know, your item's on there or something close to it, then you know you're doing good.
Asking, why don't you just come up with, I don't like that idea. I like the idea of I came up with something and now I just ask whether or not you wanted it.
No.
Because then I came up with it. It seems more special that I came up with it.
Yeah, but then if you came up with it and you fully surprised them, like, okay, for Christmas, I think last year maybe, for my boyfriend, I got him some Nikes, which aren't cheap. They're not a car, but they were pretty expensive. And I didn't ask him. All I knew was his shoe size. He didn't know what brand, what style, what color. I didn't ask him any of that. And
you should have.
Boys are crazy about their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And he opened them and was so surprised. And he was like, oh my God, did you know that I was actually looking at these? And I didn't. So I won Christmas that
year. Yeah, but has he worn them since?
Yes.
Oh, so you did do it right.
I think you need to take a risk for once.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Don't get mad at me because I know it's a little too early, but we're about to get spooky up in here.
I don't think it's too early.
Okay, good.
Shout out to my favorite people in North Liberty who have skeleton decorations.
Not the 20-foot tall
They're
ones.
They're not 20-footers, but they are life-size skellies.
Cool.
And they keep them out all year round, so I feel like you're cool.
All year round?
Yeah. And they're starting to eke into spooky territory.
Send me the Addy. So I want to go there.
I will.
That is cool.
I don't know who you are or where you are from, but I love you.
You love them. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, she loves you.
It's spooky season. They've got me in the vibe. I drove past it last night on my way to get groceries, and now I'm like, I'm ready.
She's ready. 9% of people who quit their job because of their boss describe their boss as this scary movie monster.
This is fun. This is also as confidential as you'd like it
yes.
to be.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
I just want to know if anyone said the scary movie monster on their way out. Well, you know what you are? I quit.
Oh. Maybe if they quit on Halloween.
Yeah, maybe. 9% of people who quit their job because of their boss describe their boss as this scary movie monster. What is it?
I'm so excited to read these guesses. I know. Because there's got to be some passion behind these guesses. Yeah.
They're like, maybe you haven't even quit yet. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to just tell you
I'm
what I think.
I'm planning on this one.
I'll tell you what my boss is right now.
Yep. We want to hear it. 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Things you wish you could say to your boss. Oh, that's the theme.
You read my mind.
That's the theme for the night. And actually the trivia question as well. 9% of people who quit their job because of their boss describe their boss as this scary movie monster. You just wish you could say it to their face.
And tonight is your chance.
Mm-hmm.
Through us.
Yes.
We're happy to do it for you. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 8291 says the boogeyman.
Ew. No.
I just think of like creepy boss.
Yeah.
I feel like I've had one of those.
Everybody has.
Yeah.
Michael said Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Spooky. 6381 says Frankenstein.
Ew, that's a good one.
A Frankenstein boss. Sounds kind of sick, actually.
You're like, she's like, wait a minute.
I'm kind of down for
Where's
that
at? Are you hiring?
Let me know.
She's into the Frankenstein kind of things.
Well, isn't he kind of like derpy?
What does that mean?
Like Frankenstein's like, duh. Well,
that's what I'm saying. So half the time, you don't even know what your boss is saying.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Frankenstein.
I like that. I actually would enjoy that.
They look very sleepy. So does Frankenstein. Yes. They hardly get any sleep. And half the time, you don't know what they're saying.
And he's got a screw in his head. Doesn't he?
Yeah, well, Frankenstein does, yes.
And maybe your boss does, too.
It's just not as noticeable. 9% of people who quit their job because of their boss describe their boss as this scary movie monster. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer will be coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I'm concerned you're into the Frankenstein kind of thing.
It just sounds like he's docile. He's just going to sit at his desk and be like, ah.
That's what you say every time you walk into your boss's office. What do you want now? Well, if you feel that way or if you've ever felt that way, tonight's trivia question is perfect for you. The question is, 9% of people who quit their job because of their boss describe their boss as this scary movie monster. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Beetlejuice.
You gotta be kidding me. Do you really think?
Well, after watching the movie,
Beetlejuice.
There are some times, because he's just loud.
A little inappropriate.
Inappropriate is a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Says things that make you slightly uncomfortable.
Yeah, gets a little too close to you. Yeah, we've all had a boss like that, God. That you're like, have you heard of a bubble? I got a bubble. Get out of that bubble.
I'm trying to type. I can't with your nasty breath on my neck.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.